Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? This your girl Goldie, honey, and you listening to Real Spill Radio, man. Of course, we got some ratchet shit going on. We always have ratchet shit going on. It's always, y'all always doing something. Y'all always doing the most, DFW. So I got to get into some music because I gotta marinate on some of this stuff I didn't see. And we're going to come back. We're going to read a couple of y'all. We're going to make a couple of y'all feel loved in this piece. And then, you know, of course, we're going to play some more jams and read y'all pocket change letters. But we're going to first get into this lovely, young, melodious voice, Ice JJ Fish.
Shawty, I see you got a body, and I would like to party. I do pop molly, and I drink holly, but me and you, we can have a private party. Girl, meet me in the lobby, once we get to the lobby, we gon' get high, just like pop molly. I just want your body, with a face in that body. One night stand, so we don't get caught by paparazzi. I eat a pussy like Bulgari, it's just my hobby. When she fucks on my dick, do it so sloppy. I took video so I can tell those other girls to copy. I like it done right when a girl wants to knock me. We're so good, but she acts so damn cocky. And all she wants is her pussy to get popping. And that is exactly what I like popping. She said I'm number one, and it ain't no topping. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, you. Girl, you're number one, and it ain't you do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. When I'm with you, I wanna go everywhere. I'm not wearing underwear.
The way you move your body
just make it look so naughty. When we alone, I beat that pussy up just like Ollie. I swear she's so beautiful, she looks just like Holly. Girl, you come and get, I might just probably keep you around just for this party. Girl, I don't know why you taste so sweet. I guess that's why that pussy so pink. When I'm in it, I make it splash just like a thing. And it sounds of the big old clink, clink, clink. After that party, I know she had to sing. It ain't nobody topping me. Girl, it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo. I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. 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 I swear you're number one, and it ain't no topping, yo. You do everything I like, and no, we ain't stopping, cause it ain't no topping, yo. It ain't no topping, yo.
Oh,
on my glass, handprints and good grip all on my ass. Proud as a shelf with the music blasting. He likes to call me Peaches when we get this nasty. Red wine drip, still talk that trash. Chauffeur eavesdropping, trying not to crash. Water daddy, daddy, now you rip my fur. Oh baby, baby, be sweating on my hat. 2:45 to get all dressed up.
Girl, you like, girl, you like the kind of girl you like.
I'm glad we came back on time because they sure just tried to hold us like we still had 11 seconds left in the song type thing. But you already know, got my boy DJ Chase and Steady J on the line.
Yeah.
And y'all already know what it is. It's Real Spill Radio. We've been missing that. I missed that last week because it was a crazy week for me. He had a bridal shower, bachelorette party, and all the likes. But I'll get into that once we get into this segment. So, I mean, was anybody, y'all already know, we start off every show with the tradition of letting everybody know how the week has been, let y'all get in our business just a little bit, and then, you know, we get into the ratchetness of the show. This is kind of like us giving y'all some sophistication before we talk about you. That sound good? So who wants to start first? How was y'all week, man? What you do?
No, that's that little nigga on Trader Joe's for mine.
What?
Let that little nigga take on pump. Let that little nigga take on pump, man. I'm going to see my English accent. Let Chase go first, please.
We had a my week, we've been doing a lot of cutting off the bullshit and been having a lot of comedy going on. Supervisor got cussed out again by some folks. It was pretty funny. He had the booty flu, so he wound up missing too. But you know, we wound up on Saturday was at that girl Goldie's bridal shower and alcoholic dad drunk off the whole punch. He took about 75 pictures and went the whole world to see he had a cup in his hand. I finally went to Tribeca, but luckily it wasn't no neck having as a promoter in there. So. But yeah, it was okay. Me and the wife played a little pool and kicked it with Goldie's bridesmaids and it's cold. That's about it.
Shout out to you, no neck promoter. Shot fired. Steady J.
No neck promoters, I hate that piece. Okay. Yeah, that was hot. But anyways, shout out to on the flip side, I got to hang out with my future brother-in-law. You know, we did some stuff. It was funny. Like, we talked about the show too yesterday because we were talking about bachelorette parties and whatnot. And would you let your mate plan it and all that jazz? And then, you know, and then as far as like what most people were going to do for their bachelor party, try to do for their bachelor parties. To me personally, a lot of people always do the stripper thing. That's played out to me. If you already go to strip clubs every day, do something a little different. Yeah, just do something where you're spending time with your people and just focus on your people. And in this case, it was got a chance to go to the good old Fry Street, get a bunch of free drinks. Shout out to Tyler for flipping the bill. And I was spending money. All of a sudden, this dude started spending money on us. I was like, well, there we go. And the rest is history. So it was fun. Got some free gloves out of it. Got to laugh at some people. smoked from the freaking van of the guy that has a little stuff in his van. And take the new issue of Human Cameras came out, man, last Friday. So yeah, man, I'm excited. It was snowing today. Nobody got time for that. And that's pretty much my whole week. Shout out to the Super Bowl, too.
Let's not shout out to the Super Bowl, because that hoe was not it. So, this weekend, I'm just going to say it was a very interesting, eye-opening weekend. I'm going to make a long story short by just summing up each event. Thursday, I found out that my car company that I was trying to lease the car through was BSing me and all this type of stuff, so they kind of ruined my plans starting off the weekend. They was trying to hold me from my pockets, which they still ended up holding me from my pockets in the long run again anyway, so that's a whole other thing with that one. Then, you know, the bridal shower was pretty good. I was late as hell. I probably got there around 3:30, started at 2. I was supposed to be there at 1. But it was wonderful. We had a little photo booth, so we was all taking pictures and being childish. Everybody was sipping on my punch, which I knew was awesome.
Well, except for me, I got
a sip of the cup, and I think I got that cup before I even poured alcohol in it. So I wouldn't have known if it was great or not. My mom doesn't drink, and she got more cups of punch than I did. So, yeah. And even my granny was drinking. She was talking about how when she found out that it was alcohol in it, she told my father, "I can get high today." So, you know, that means that punch was awesome. If you think that you're getting high off punch, nigga, it's awesome. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, the bridal shower was great. I got to see people I ain't seen. And
I got to see people I ain't seen. I ain't seen half them folks in forever. All your little friends.
I mean, I've seen people I ain't seen since 2007, 2008 when I graduated. And, you know, stuff like that. It was my first time seeing my maid of honor, like being able to actually spend more than maybe 30 minutes with her since 2011. So, I mean, almost everybody in the room, with the exception of two of the girls, I haven't seen in at least a year or so. And so it was great. We was all in there having a good time. Of course, it was tension in the room for other reasons, but it was real good. My bachelorette party, however, it was very mediocre. I will get into that in the pocket change, because I actually have a pocket change that's semi-related to my bachelorette party. So I won't spill the beans too much. It's semi-related to the bachelorette party, because it's another one of those conversations where I was talking to somebody that I know, and we got into a conversation, and we started asking each other questions by talking about stuff. So it's a good pocket change later. And then also I gained some consciousness this weekend to where I don't have to worry about hurting anybody's feelings anymore. Everybody in my life now knows me and my personality, and I don't have to worry about hurting their feelings. That's all I'm saying. Other than that, I had a great, awesome weekend and things of that nature. So, how was your week? Can't hear you, but I'm pretty sure you're telling me anyway. Are you rolling your eyes like, bitch, you really can't hear me? So, anyway, we got to get into the read, which is the gossip that's been going on in the city. That's been going on worldwide. Now, I know that y'all been seeing that the Olympics have started today, and I seen one idiot on my friends list post a picture of Gabby Douglas and said, if she's going to be doing anything this weekend, please, you know, please don't make fun of her hair. Can somebody inform?
She's going to be in the curling championship.
But can
she's
going to
be curling.
Can somebody inform her that the Winter Olympics is winter sports? Like should you have to be in the snow to do that? There's no gymnastics or basketball and stuff like that involved.
Pam Oliver going to be doing the sideline commentary.
she knew. Because she was so serious when she posted that picture of her. She was like, y'all, I hope she does good this week. And I'm like, I don't know. I heard that she might not be there this weekend.
I know she probably chilling at the crib. She probably a senior year of high school or something.
She probably didn't make the playoffs, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. She probably did right there. She didn't make the Olympic playoffs, and she wanted to be extra and not know nothing about the Olympics. But yeah, shout out to everybody that is on the USA team. I haven't really been keeping up with what sports are being played on one day, so I can't pretend like I'm excited
It doesn't technically start till tomorrow.
Yeah, but I haven't been keeping up with like what's on what day. But you know how you plan to watch the stuff that excites you.
Shooting, skiing. There's going to be curling, whatever the hell that is. You stack stuff on top of each other. It's going to be a ball. It's going to be all the fun sports that everybody wants to play.
I want to see the ice skating. I really don't, but it sounded good. I don't know. I wonder how many people watch the Winter Olympics versus the Summer Olympics, just because the sports seem to be more. I can't.
I'm not going to do it.
I don't know. Yeah, they seem to be a tad bit more boring. I used to always think that it was cool to ice skate. I used to always think it was cool to ice skate until the first time I went to an ice skating rink and I cut my hand on the skate. So that went out the door as soon as I got the chance to do it for the first time. So I don't know, not into it at all.
The one dude was ice skating in the Walmart parking lot and busted back his head open.
Oh, no.
And of course, Riley said, uh-oh, when he fell and hit his head.
You know I love you like good food. I keep a bed skating like new.
Tell Riley she can't be roasting this early. Okay. Have y'all heard of what this Californian high school, I want to say it's Karen DeLay High in California. They're being really, really black for Black History Month. The cafeteria was put on blast, or just the school altogether is being put on blast because they're offering a mixture of chicken, watermelon, and cornbread throughout the month of January. I mean, February.
And Kool-Aid. And Kool-Aid.
But, I mean, like, I thought this was a joke. Until I actually went to the website of the school and seen that they had posted an apology letter on the website. Like, how do you think that that's, how do you not think that that's racist? Like, how do you purposely do chicken, watermelon, and cornbread on your menu alternated throughout February on Black History Month? I don't get it. And yeah, I'm not slick. They said they called in a faculty meeting to talk about diversity and, you know, learn to get along with each other and stuff like that. They ain't got nothing to do with y'all being racist with this menu. Just redo the menu. Put some spaghetti on there or something.
They're going to put chicken spaghetti or something. With some cornbread, some garlic on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just thought that was real stupid. And like I said, I only thought it was reportable because I thought it was a hoax at first until I went and seen that this was verified. Like, and the menu
don't
had,
they have
like,
neck bone on Friday?
But it was crazy. Like, first of all, when have you ever seen a school do watermelon at school?
Yeah, that's
I've
crazy.
Never seen a school give away watermelon slices or nothing like that ever. Like, even the ones that try to be a little bit more high-tech, I've never seen watermelon at a school. So, I mean, you know, for you to say, oh, there's no way we knew that this was racist, but you're alternating chicken, like, twice a week, cornbread and roast and stuff, like, come on, get y'all life. Get y'all life,
California. How sensitive are you? I mean, seriously.
Get y'all life. And so... Okay. Now, speaking of chicken, y'all, speaking of this chicken, your boy PETA, decides that they want to demand a monument for the chickens that were killed in a Gainesville truck wreck. Gainesville, Texas, there were some chickens that were killed in a truck wreck. They wanted to get a monument built so that we can honor the chickens that died.
What the hell? I mean, ain't they giving... Hold on, time the fuck out. Ain't that like, you know how you say, like, our worship of idol God and shit? Ain't that technically what that is?
I didn't get it. They basically... The way that they've seen it is... You know how they have, like, those text dots and stuff like that, that where you're driving and it says, old man was kidnapped, please call the police or whatever. Basically, when somebody dies on a certain part of the road, especially, like, on a toll road or something, you can, it's like $100 for you to, like, put their name up for the day or something. But PETA, it would have been cool maybe if PETA wanted to do that, you know, something digital, like, to get your name out there more as PETA and, you know, stop to get people's minds flowing, but to get a whole, you want a whole, what are those things called, tombstone. You want a big tombstone to give a monument to the chickens that died in a truck wreck. Like,
I thought there was like, ain't there like a KFC or something over there? They just put it down, put in a little bucket, and put in memory of the chickens that died in the truck.
I mean, I don't know. That's not going to stop nobody from going to KFC.
Sure, Oprah gave everybody some free KFC before, so now he
You get a
Once
chicken.
They, that grilled chicken skin, boy. If you like rotisserie chicken, the skin on that grilled chicken is amazing. Amazing.
Shoot. I'm doing Tuesday specials. Let me tell you them Tuesday specials. On Monday, that's a Monday and Wednesday special.
No, my Monday.
Yeah.
I thought it was Tuesday.
No, me and Chase
like
know
the,
about them specials
the
when
we
both work together.
We know about them specials, bro. Yeah, me and Chase.
We used to get them $2. We used to get them $2 steaks. Mm-hmm.
You could
$2 chicken fried steak.
You could pay $1 for a drink. You be good to go.
What's that goddamn Miami?
You
want to
get you a two-piece combo for $2?
I'm going to eat my goddamn chicken. I'm still going to Chicken Express. I'm still going to KFC. I'm still going to Wingstop. I mean, I get a little goes on. Fuck that.
But my thing is, I'm pretty sure if live chickens were on the back of a truck, they were going to be made into some type of drumstick or something at some point.
Or they're going to be made to McDonald's nuggets.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're not trying to get a monument in front of each slaughterhouse for all the chickens that are dying. So the same truck that's transporting those chickens that are coming from slaughterhouses are going to be slaughtered. You want a monument for them because of a car wreck?
Wait just one moment. Remind me again, this is PETA who said this?
Yes, PETA.
Yeah,
okay.
I think the memory will be good. It'll be acknowledged by people enjoying how they taste when we eat them with our mashed potatoes. And our green beans.
PETA, let's cut the bullshit.
But even then, I would love to see somebody in PETA's like normal day life. Like if they pick up anything other than a leaf, I'm gonna be pissed off. Like something that's already falling off of the branch. If I see you pluck anything out of the ground, you eat an organism.
This is what I think about people. This is what I feel like they do. This is their practice every day. They wake up every morning and go, hey, Brady, every color range, you see anything that's stuck in your ass? No. We got a guy in a fur coat. Guy in a fur coat coming out. We're going to go report the guy in the fur coat. It's like they just repeat, they just wait for some shit to fucking pop off and just go crazy. Hey, see, meat. You need to eat it. You know, they just, or stop slaughtering. Stop the slaughtering animals in slaughterhouses. It's cruel to animals, like shit like that. Like don't slaughter them because they don't live good lives. I'm like shit, they put up a good ass, like they put those three months of it. And I know some people that represent PETA and vegan stuff all day long, but I'm sorry, man. Y'all gotta have some darn decorum and cut this crap the heck out. Because they don't be saying that shit about when somebody kill a person. What was Peter when goddamn Trayvon Martin died? And if that's the case, where are they at with George Zimmerman over there trying to get a darn fight, a celebrity fight? I don't see them jumping for that. So it's getting out of hand. That's what's jumping in the way for animals, but they don't give a damn by him. So it pisses me off of Peter sometimes.
You can't be jumping from T to T, sir. You can't do that. You can't jump.
I'm sorry. I was. Okay. I'm too tired of your ass. They need to get set the fuckery.
Go to your corner.
Cut the bullshit.
Before we get into that very debatable topic that we're going to try to keep as brief as possible because I really don't want to talk about it that long, let's talk about your boy that has yet to have a hearing or anything about being deported or not being deported. I really don't care. At this point, I really don't care. Your boy, how about he's boarding a plane, and I want to say it's a private charter plane or whatever. I forgot the whole story. I didn't type it down. But I want to say he was on a private chartered plane, and this was across many sites or whatever, and I only went to the verifiable ones today. I didn't do any media takeout. And basically, they're saying that the pilots had to wear oxygen masks throughout the flight because they were heaving. They were heaving because of weed smoke. To make matters worse, I'm like, I don't believe this story. I go to look up a picture of one of his compadres. Somebody had re-Instagrammed one of his compadres on the plane, and they posted a picture of the pilot with the oxygen mask on their face.
But you talking about that no-name dude?
his name like Lil Zay, Lil Zay or something like that. But my thing is, like, why are we allowing Justin Bieber to do stuff out here? Why are we allowing him to do this? I'm pretty sure if I was rich and I was from somewhere other than where I'm from right now, I would be getting kicked out the country. I'm pretty sure. Just like they didn't have no problem importing MIA. Because she was pregnant and wasn't supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't she here trying to get a green card before she had that baby?
Yeah, but she had all this flack because her dad was supposed to be some kind of, like, some kind of...
extremist.
Like rebel leader or some crap out there in Sri Lanka or whatever. So they over here trying to say that she a terrorist or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just see it as it's so much stuff, you know, that y'all deport people that are not doing us no harm, have no influence on our children. You know, all of this stuff, like y'all give y'all give them no chances. It's like one strike, you out. Are we going to put you in jail for a couple of years so you know we're not playing around with your no green card having ass? Like, that's the message that you're giving, you know, some of these people versus this one guy that has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million followers and on everything that he does. And he's doing this crazy stuff. And we're just like, oh, he's young. You know, when you were 20, you were probably doing crazy stuff too. But, yeah, I was also born here. I was working for America. You know, I was trying not to get in trouble or anything. But we live in an era where people like Justin Bieber can post pictures of him smoking. He can post pictures of him egging somebody's house. He can post pictures of him doing all of this illegal stuff. And all he gets is a, oh, he's young, guys. Yeah, just leave him. Leave him be. He's just young and rich. No, fuck that. Fuck that, America. That's legit. And he ain't from here. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and he can go ahead and go back to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Tell Drake to just come visit you every now and then. Or
I know,
sneak your boys across that border.
Half
of them got passports. Home. They can come see you.
Are you down? Good. Are you down? Are you all the way down?
You just, well, ain't nobody telling you, you know, to never come back. We just said we don't want you as a citizen. Because that's, you know, that's, like I said, that's just, that's unfair to people who really come here to live the American dream and are getting reprimanded every day just because they want to live correctly. Like, I don't know. America, I'm on to you. I don't fight for you and I don't like you. So I know that this topic, everybody has been posting about it all week, and everybody has had different viewpoints. Everybody has come from different sides of the story or stuff like that. But I want to know, what's y'all's views on the Zimmerman fight and the fact that we keep broadcasting all of the details like we're planning Zimmerman's wedding. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we don't want him to be a celebrity, but we're thinking he's going to fight DMX. We don't want him to be a celebrity, but we think he's going to fight the game. Like, won't you put him in the ring with Trayvon's father? Like, no.
I might need a new pair of glasses or something, but I'm telling you, earlier on the way to work, I saw that man in a blue, and you know, y'all know he be out here in Dallas. My wife don't want to believe me, but he was in a blue truck. Dude looked just like him. All right, that dude back in Dallas. I worked 15 minutes in Dallas. I'm just saying,
if you look for
a blue truck, it's him. If you stay in the Dallas area, it's
like
him.
Even if we set aside the fact that he got away, you know, with murder, let's get into the logistics of what he's not supposed to be doing. He's not supposed to be traveling outside of Florida, mind you. He's not supposed to be traveling outside of Florida. He's not supposed to be carrying guns at all anymore at this point in time. He has no license. So, I mean, we're constantly tapping him on the wrist like, no, George, stop that. Like, no.
George, boom.
Cut the fuckery. And let's talk about the fuckery. You know, South of Detention, people like real nigga rid of my soul signed the petition. Shout out to On That Boy. DJ Chase and put the petition up so I can see it. Because I surely wouldn't sign that hoe.
I signed mine yesterday morning.
I ain't got time for that.
I did mine yesterday afternoon.
That's just stupid. Somebody has to tell me, when is it going to stop? And as a journalist, we share stuff. But we don't. But you don't see us. You don't see us promoting stuff. We only say bad stuff, and that's it. Because it is, it's pure fuckery. We don't keep sitting here like, oh, I wonder who he's gonna fight. I wonder who's gonna. Man, that's stupid. You helping the problem.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that why would you even consider yourself a celebrity? Like, you're famous for killing the kid that you started a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he did it justly or he didn't do it justly. I mean, or it doesn't matter. Why does he think this is cool to do? It doesn't matter what the outcome was for. Whether he was not in the wrong at all, or he wasn't wrong. I'm not for this crap. I didn't come here for this. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. So does this mean we're going to start having fights like we're going to feature Lorena Bobbitt in the ring with a man or in the ring with a transsexual to make fun of her trial and what she did to her husband? Like, are we gonna continue to feel the fire of stuff? That is offensive in all the wrong ways. Even different if it was just like politically incorrect or something like that. But it's just offensive in every form of fashion.
That's not the only thing. The freaking celebrities don't even entertain it. I understand, I'll do this to whoop their ass. But when I see that the report says one of the main problems is that these people are trying to figure out how much money they're going to get paid to do it, are you fucking serious? You need money to be convinced on why you should whoop the hell out of him? Like, get the hell out of here.
But then my thing is, this is a point that Charlamagne the guy brought up on his radio show this morning, and I wholeheartedly agree with it. He's saying no matter who they put in the ring, how many people he has been training for. He's been training since before the Trayvon incident for boxing or whatever. So what's going to happen when whoever they put in the ring loses?
This is what I said. This is what I was telling my coworkers the other day about this. I said, my thing is, that doesn't help this case for one. Like, I mean, granted, he did double jeopardy. He can't be tried for the same thing. But if he wins, it's not going to be good for him because somebody is going to be waiting for this dude. So hopefully they got the right security, the right SWAT or something out there when that thing ends, because somebody is going to go for this dude if he wins this match. But if he loses this match, isn't his best interest to lose the match?
And I've seen somebody make a statement saying, why do we care so much about the case in general? When you know, it was the one boy that got away. I said, had it just came down to a point to where, you know, George Zimmerman got away with it or was found innocent, and that was it, that would have been one thing. But for you to fuel the fire, you post the pictures of you with guns, you allegedly hitting on your wife, you know, come to find out you've been training for boxing all this time, and you could have just fought. You know, all of this stuff, like, how can you not take offense to that as somebody that has the same skin color or that just knows right from wrong, period, in that situation? Because then it's not just about one person. He's looking at everybody that could potentially walk down the street and be shot for no reason other than looking, not being appeasing to somebody's eyes that, you know, if you a threat, you can get shot, and that's it. That's basically what he's saying to all of y'all when y'all don't care about this one little boy in this one little case, when it can very easily be your son, or it can very easily be you. You could put on
the AirPods. I just saw a video just now about that shit. I just saw this dude that was unarmed, got brutally shot by three policemen.
But the last line of defense for this whole thing, the advantage of it is that it's pay-per-view. So even if it can't get stopped from happening, you can stop the money from coming in by not paying for it. And that's what I recommend everybody do.
Exactly.
Act like that thing does not exist and let it be.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to see just how, I don't want to make it a racial thing, but we're definitely going to see how racism
mm-hmm.
still exists out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already know when we see the picture of the crowd in that background, we're not going to see majority of. We already know that.
Yeah.
And that's gonna piss a lot of us off. And then we're gonna automatically be that angry black race that, you know, can't get over what happened 300 years ago. But y'all are supporting this guy that shot somebody that y'all want to be cordial with y'all. And y'all sitting up here paying $60, $50, $40 for him to have a pay-per-view show and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't get y'all at all. I don't get it.
I was seeing you and some other random person, discussing about what we should really pay for pay per view to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should go to a maximum security prison for like 2 weeks. I pay to see that.
But I don't want nobody to take
his butt, though. I don't want to see y'all laugh. Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I really would be content with him doing a full panel lie detector test.
Because you can't get tried for it again. I mean, unless they do some kind of perjury type thing. But I would endorse that.
that would be. You know what? A 2020 interview, because even then I still wouldn't feel comfortable pay per viewing for this. Like a 2020 interview where, like, at 9 o'clock on Friday I could watch this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think in order for us to sweep it under the rug like America wants us to like we've done these other crimes in the past, we have to have some type of closure, because this is one of the most disrespectful crimes of our generation, because, you know, there's plenty of crimes of the generations before us, but this is our crime that where we're not going to stand for that, and we're not going to take that. So that's what people are not understanding. That's our crime for our age group and the people that are a little bit older than us, that we're saying, like, no, this is our civil rights movement. You're not going to be doing this. You're not going to be doing
this. Genesis 6 thing was one of those things, too, that put me over the top. Mm-hmm. But
they swept that under the rug like America wanted them to. We still swept it under the rug. Trayvon Martin case been almost 2 years now, and we still like, no, get your life.
I saw something crazy that this was during the trial or right after the trial, and I remember Tavis Smiley was on Crazy Retarded Ass Bill O'Reilly show, and you know, because they kept on saying, well, because the NRA, they're very racist, and they're all like, yeah, pro gun rights and blah blah blah, but they truly stand by only white people should have guns, like, for some odd reason. And so Tavis Smiley was like, well, because Bill O'Reilly was like, well, you know, if he possibly could have died, like he was saying that in regard to Zimmerman. And Tavis Smiley was like, well, the same thing. Well, Trayvon Martin didn't have a gun, and he did, you know, and he did die. So if the NRA is right, then maybe if Trayvon Martin had a gun, he probably could have lived too. And Villanueva was like, I don't know about Vegas and so like that. And he said, he was like, matter of fact, I think every black male in America should be allowed to have a gun because it's free aim on us, basically. That's what he said. And then Villanueva said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And he said, I don't think that's a good idea. You don't think it's a good idea because it makes sense.
And that's the whole thing of still wanting to hold on to some power. Everybody isn't still on a power trip, single wanting to hold on to some power. Like, oh no, I don't think black guys should have guns. Like, no, I don't think you should have had a gun in that situation. But that's saying, oh, I think it's okay for, you know, it to be an unfair altercation. That's basically your way of saying it's okay for that little white man to put some fear into that little black boy's heart. He needs it. He's a nigger. That's pretty much what you're saying by that, and that's what we catch from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that all he was doing was, you know, talking and noticing that you were following him and asking you, hey, why the fuck are you following me? Anybody would, especially when you get irritated by something, wouldn't you turn around and say, well, hello, sir, or run my, but hey, hello, sir, why the fuck are you following me? Would you like to tell me why the fuck you're following me? And I'm pretty sure anybody, that you're going to stop and let somebody walk by or something, but you're not going to, like, follow me and do my, and look at my every move. That wouldn't happen. That would happen to, you know, we would charge up or end up fighting anybody. That's anyone. White, black, Mexican, whatever. You follow me,
I'm going to
ask you what you're doing.
I'm going to
show
video games. That's what I've been doing in real life.
I mean, the fact that we think that that's suspicious, like, you're following me, but I look suspicious, and I'm the one that's going to be in the wrong because I chose to wear a hoodie and be black. Like, that's stupid as hell to me that people are using that to say he's a thug and he's this and this and that. The same thing with
us. So if I'm outside a hoodie right now in this cold-ass weather, I'm a thug? Get the fuck out of here. This people are crazy.
See, I go and buy something that's harmless, that's some fucking Skittles. That's what I'm gonna do, chuck them bitches at your head. Like, what am I doing by walking around talking on the phone to you? And y'all know my fuse is short as hell. So somebody following me, it would have been like, so what the fuck you behind me for? What you keep driving behind me so on your phone? What you doing?
I would turn around and say, let's cut the bullshit.
So yeah, I know I said that for last. I know that was gonna be the one that we probably, you know, we were gonna get into, and you know, oh, another thing about this Black History Month thing, I've only seen maybe two that are funny, but can y'all please stop with the unfunny Black History, fake faux Black History Month thing? Like, some of them are just like not funny. Like half, more than 75% of them are not funny. I guarantee you. Like little Shaquita Johnson, the first girl to not have no edges and shit like that. You be like, okay, all right,
what?
All right, America.
Somebody tried.
That's what I'm saying. I keep looking at that. The only one that I found funny was because they came up with the nickname Baby Shoe. Other than that, like, it was only funny because of Baby Shoe. It wasn't funny itself. I don't know, America.
There's something that bugs me about people taking stuff to a fish that shouldn't be that. Come the fuck on. Nick Cannon took offense to the fact that Google obviously, you know, they ever changed their logo to match a certain
mm-hmm.
situation or whatever, and they had a picture up of Harriet. They had in the Google logo, they had Harriet Tubman. And she had like a do-rag or something on her. And he said, come on, Google, really? This is how we started to kick out Black History Month? Get the fuck out of here. Nick Cannon, you fucking serious? Had the picture, she always has a head wrap on. How was that race? That's not racist. Seriously. How was that racist?
Like, and even then, like, that hasn't changed. Like, half, 9 times out of 10, when you go to the hair store to buy weaves, you picking up a bonnet to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, today's American black girls. So how can you be upset that they posted a picture of Harriet Tubman with a headband on, a head wrap on?
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Nick
Cannon.
Nicholas Cannon.
Come on, man. You want to offend about them no head kind of braid?
Long head ass. He had a long, that boy Nick Cannon got a long head. His head about 6 foot.
And see, y'all do me a favor, parents of school age children, can y'all please stop trying to teach y'all kids the same black history facts they already learning in school? I hate when you're like trying to go talk and somebody older is trying to teach you about Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King, and like you like, ma'am, they have us talk about Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman every year from the first grade up until we graduate. Like, can you give me some facts that I don't know? Like, can you make some local people, you know, that I didn't know was doing what they were doing, can you make some light of what the hell in history they've done? Because, like, and you wonder why we don't know anything about ourselves, but y'all don't know anything about yourselves, and y'all call yourselves the generations above us.
Oh, I'm going to talk something else out, too, while we're reading stuff. And Goldie said this earlier, I'm going to need people to get their life together on this whole. I'm going to need people to have to stop teaching. Stop teaching little kids, your little girl stuff. I'm going to need y'all to stop having these videos up of your little girl dancing a politician and singing it. Like, are we not paying attention to what the song's about? Did you not listen closely?
I had to break that down yesterday. I was like, y'all do know that song is about her being in the limo trying to have sex with a random guy before she goes to the club. You sure you still want your chat partition? Like, you sure you still want your 5-year-old trying to tell him the driver to roll up the partition, please? Okay, all right. Does your kid know her ABCs? Does she know multiplication? She shouldn't be knowing drunken love. I'm just saying. She shouldn't be knowing. If she don't know her 5s and 6s at least, she shouldn't be knowing.
And when we say know your ABCs, we don't mean the ones in that YouTube video. Bitch, I know my ABCs. Not talking about that one. No. We need you to get together.
I know I'm tired of seeing these bad kids videos on World Star and Facebook and shit.
Did you see the one about the two little boys and the dad getting them some effed up haircuts?
I seen the one where the boy shaved his head bald and made him go to school like that because he was cutting up and, you know, talking about people that didn't have what he had and stuff like that. But I didn't see the one with two boys.
Yeah, the dad basically get them. He didn't say that. He gave him these real crazy designs. That's something that you would be embarrassed to have.
I'd be embarrassed to have a design, period.
It was one where it was a little girl, she was cussing out the Candyman. There was a girl cussing out the Candyman. It was
the Candyman,
like,
seriously?
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, fuck the Candyman. If he comes through my door, I'm going to beat his ass. And the mama just like, girl, be quiet. I'm like, okay, all right. Ain't that America?
You better tell him, Shaquilla.
Oh, this guy some light.
And y'all wondering why it's some Californian school out there making a menu for the month of chicken, watermelon, and cornbread. Because y'all want to sit around and do this. They made their cafeteria do chicken, watermelon, and cornbread because you want to post videos of your kids cussing out the Candyman. All right.
And your child's some secret partition.
All right. So, have y'all had any rashness going on in the DFW area?
Yes, we have. The snow is rashness. I think that's the most involved in it, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know, I've seen a lot of ratchetness. One of my coworkers said a seven-year-old niece called her gay.
Oh, no, that's a ratchet. No Nick promoters.
I honestly believe that dude has some kind of like tripolarness or something. Because you don't know which one of him you're going to get.
No Nick promoters. Yeah, I'm gonna get into that one day. I'm gonna get deep off into that one day, and I'm gonna make sure the compadre calls in and everything, so it ain't misconstrued, and I ain't trying to be missed. I'm gonna get into it one day.
Where is my big friend, please?
Y'all local artists and stuff. We gonna definitely talk about y'all one day, G-Boss. So I don't know. Y'all got any more DFW ratchetness?
Let me think. This week, I missed anything. DFW. Yes. I didn't think about what was part of DFW. There's one guy in Denton. I forgot all about this story. This goes back to the bachelor story. This one guy. Okay, I had no problem people for talking about sharing the testimonies of you and stuff. But this one drunk guy on Fry Street, he was like, "You gotta understand your language, man. You gotta understand your language. Jesus, it's the language, man. You understand what I'm saying?" No. He kept trying to was like, No, you're not understanding the language. I can't do it. I can't. All right, thank you, sir. We gotta go somewhere. That's what we were like. That was on our way heading back to Fort Worth. As we were walking to our car, we had to deal with this fuckery. And this dude was pushing a goddamn cart. I don't know what he had in the goddamn cart. He looked like how you watch them old shows and the old men come from around the corner of the house and like, "Don't go over there. There's going to be a ghost over there. The ghost of the house is going to be over there." Like that type of shit. That's how he was. Like, he was scaring the living fucking daylights out of me.
I know. Jace knows about a girl at the Tribeca. That was giving out combos.
Man, she was.
I think I talked to you when I came. Okay. I caught on. I had to think about what y'all talking about for a second. Process, bam, we're there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was in full effect.
She was definitely
in love. Was she just a practice?
I had one little bit of ratchetness, but it's funny. Because I've been telling y'all about how my supervisor's been kind of going loopy lately, and one of my coworkers let him borrow the Lord of the Rings DVD. So tell me why this so childish ass dude. He went and got a supervisor's email when he found out what it was. He found his work email. He gonna email him, "When you gonna bring back my DVD? I didn't have this DVD for like 3 months." I was like, this dude is childish.
He said, "It's real out here in the field." He said, "Are you not entertained?" So, y'all know we got to get to the music break. We already in the 11 o'clock hour.
I was looking at the time, we really over.
I'm going to have to get into one of the DFW artists. His name is Mr. Mike T. And I actually will be giving y'all some information on where he'll be at on Valentine's Day, as well as Mr. New Kid with I Love You. And then we'll see y'all in just a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to let y'all hear it.
Several at the partition, please.
This is how it goes. Once you get it, love is so addicting. too legit to quit it. Why is this my last line? You avoid the good and the bad side. So back to the past life.
Baby, are we gonna even make it all? 'Cause if we are, we're taking this a little too far. If we are, we're taking this a little too far. Baby, if we are, we're taking this a little too far. Me being wherever I'm at, worried about wherever you.
Hurry on my had to pull up on you. Don't go ghost on me. I'ma go thriller on you. I'ma just, I'ma let my hands do the talking when I see you, baby girl. I miss this feeling on you. I miss everything that's real about you, and it's everything about you. That's just how I feel about you. Been about you and I'm still about you, but we ain't finished talking. I told you you don't need to worry about them bitches. All them fives need to listen when it's tennis tough. Cause they don't wanna see you happier than them. And girl, you swear they all your friends and that's been a problem. You the one that hate to come with that. I know you think it's funny that your ex is not a running back, but that nigga can't run him back. You tell me you done with that. And I believe it's true. As long as you know who you belong to. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready.
I just had a real ghetto moment because I just screamed your food in the microwave as I put myself on live. Y'all ain't going to judge me. I don't give a fuck. Oh, man. It's 11:22 in this piece. Y'all already know in the 11 o'clock hour, we get into that pocket change. And if y'all don't know what pocket change is where y'all give us y'all have advice questions, y'all want to know about love, you want to know about life, you want to know what we think, you want us to think y'all retarded, slow, you cute, you ugly, you stink. We're going to tell you, and we're going to tell you the truth. We can only tell you what we've been through in life or what we think based off of how other people's lives have turned out with the same exact, you know, reaction. So, if you like, you just keep that in mind when y'all write us letters, and please proofread. Always proofread. Hit that F7. Look under them red squigglies and see what you fucked up at. Sometimes it's good that autocorrect corrects your ass. I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So, the first letter I have is a girl that believes that her best friend's brother likes her. And she's saying, I think he always has liked me. He jumps around girl to girl, but it never works out. He always smiles at me when I talk to him, and we've always been cool, but, you know, we haven't seen each other in that light. She said they go to the same college, and they stay in dorms that aren't conjoined to each other, but they're close, and they've known each other for over 10 years. The thing that embarrasses her is that they go to the swimming pool, they go certain places alone, and it's kind of awkward. And she just feels that, you know, that how does she know that if her best friend's brother basically likes him? I guess is what she wants to know. Because she feels as though she started mentioning stuff that had nothing to do with it, talking about she's not a toothpick and, you know, she has a body and stuff, so she could see if it was just him admiring her, but she wants to know why, how she would know if he likes him. I guess she likes him too. So,
she wants to hook up with him.
I'm guessing so, based off of the thing that she's comparing her body and wanting to know, you know, what are the signs to know that if he likes her or not.
Somebody. My body's burning up. You sing that song to him, you'd be good to go.
I mean, and plus, if you're in college and you don't know what flirting is, like, I can't help you.
Plus, as an adult, if you, so apparently you're trying to identify with your body and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of sort of making it seem like a fling thing, like, I'm sure your best friend won't. If y'all just get a quickie in, because that's all. I mean, it seems like a fling thing. Like, you don't seem like you're in love with the dude or something. Because it wouldn't be this hard to presume if that were the case. And it's like you're just trying to. He probably want to get his tip wet. And you probably want to get it cracking. So y'all might as well.
He ugly.
Just get somebody to your dorm room and let him start playing Kelly Price for my room. And then you get to go.
My thing is, like you say, y'all grown. So I can agree. Like you sound like you want him to see you sexually. But, you know, to me, based off of what you're saying in the beginning of the letter, he's not checking for you like that. Like, he's not checking for you in that type of manner. But if y'all cool like that and you think that maybe y'all could work out, I would say since you don't know what flirting is, obviously, I would try flirting or being a little bit more friendly or letting your best friend know first off that you like him if you like him. Because that's just respect. But,
yes.
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of. It's really cut or dry if somebody likes you when you know them that long. So, hey. You just pretty much told us you look good and he look at you from time to time, and that's your best friend's brother. That's pretty much all that you gave us. So we're just going to assume that you want to get smashed, and that's where we're going to go off of, okay?
Yeah. Because I know you could be a thot. You could be a thot, and that's why he ain't going to use it.
I'm banned from saying that word because somebody tells me that I'm going to start liking it.
What was the word again?
Thot.
I just wanted to say that. It's my first time ever saying that word.
Woo! Okay. The next letter reads, the subject is, why do I still have issues trusting this person? Because I've been really close with this guy for a long time, and we have a great friendship with each other, but I still don't trust that he won't leave me every time I do something that I feel he won't like. Why do I do this? I don't do this with my other friends, guys or girls, but I'm particularly afraid of losing him. And even though we have been friends for a while, now I still worry every day that he will decide to walk out of my life.
You got a friend in me.
You
got a friend in
me.
When the road looks rough ahead and your mouth and mouth and your knife won't be. But just remember what your old pal said. Oh, you got a friend in me.
I'm going to answer this question as if you don't like him like that. Because it hasn't been, I don't know. I'm one that I understand the relationship. I can understand the platonic relationship between people of opposite genders. But, like, if you don't like that, if you don't have any type of feelings for that person like that, if it's strictly platonic, you're not going to cry or worry about if this person walks out of your life. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you genuinely see them as a brother or a sister, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. So, but on the same though, I remember one person, I've heard this saying before. I don't think it's always, I don't think it's necessarily true all the time, but they say that some of your friends of the opposite gender have some kind of quality that you kind of attracted to in the person in the type of person you would want to talk to, and apparently there's something about this person that you like that you going to the extent to be like, yo,
about.
I'm stressing that they gonna leave me or something, like either you're attracted to this dude or something about him that reminds you of the man that you want.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, at the end of the day, to me, I think it's a line. It's two lines in that. If you're the only one that feels the type of way that you do, you either like him or you see him as somebody that's important to you. But you have to distinguish the difference in between the two, because there are friends that you love to death, but if they walked out of your life 2 seconds from now, you wouldn't be as hurt as some of your other friends. So, I mean, you have to think about it as that, but it's like you were saying, there's always going to be any friend that you talk to, whether they're the opposite gender or not, they have some type of qualities either that you see in yourself or that you want to be like, or when it comes to the opposite sex, that you like in the opposite sex. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be attracted to them as a person, but you like something about them that you would love for somebody to possess. It always becomes complicated when people just think that y'all should automatically be together or that y'all should automatically like each other because y'all can get along and because y'all can do this and that. That automatically, makes it complicated to be friends, because some people can't grasp the concept of, having platonic relationships of the opposite sex. But only you know how much you like him. If you like him as just a friend, then it's understandable. We can understand both sides of the spectrum of where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, baby, you got what I need.
To me, it sounds like you stuck in between the two. You sound like you stuck in between, do I like him or do I just see him as such?
It's like,
and you have
stuck in between, should she have late night talks with him or late hours?
On the same note, if you don't think that you want to take it any further than your friendship, then you have nothing to worry about. But if you're attaching feelings, potential feelings to it, then that's where all these complicated things of trying to figure out ways to plead, that's where it throws it off. So I would say if you want to protect your friendship, don't try to pursue any actions that would seem relationship-y, like trying to figure out how to please this person so that they, stay in your life and say they with the fingers.
Once you start having to change yourself to continue to be this person's friend, because you want to keep them around, you like them way more than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, them a whole lot more than you think you do. So, it's just like me. Any male friends that I have, it's take me as I am. I don't got to talk to you but once every decade or when I see you or whatever, and we all know that, hell, we cool. So if something happens to where, I'm in a relationship and somebody don't like you or anything, just anything, my mom and daddy hate you or something like that, we have an understanding that we cool and I don't like you. I'm not trying to have sex with you. I'm not trying to be with you. So at the end of the day, I can go without talking to you for years and months at a time because that's just out of respect that some people don't understand that type of relationship. That's just like being gay. We're not going to go up to somebody gay and be like, hey, stop that shit. You should either be with that straight man or straight woman over there or don't be with anybody at all. We don't ask for that. So we don't understand why they're with the people that they're with or why they're friends with who they're friends with or how they think the way that they think. So, we can't ask that of the same thing. But yeah,
when
girl.
I think that's just
your problem. You don't know if you like the nigga or not because you've been friends with him forever. So you probably either been got out of a bad relationship or you ain't talked to somebody in years or something like that. And now you torn in between the two, you thinking, oh, well, who's one of my friends that I like or who can I talk to at any type of the hour? And you're trying to make yourself make something out of it rather than just being his friend and finding somebody that sees you the way that you see yourself or that you want to be in a relationship with. Because you're going to be heavily pissed off when he don't want to talk to you. You don't watch Friend Zone. Half of the motherfuckers don't want to talk to their best friend.
Torn in between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is, it says, I'm feeling very insecure, like I'm not good enough.
I'm lonely.
She said, I just got out of a relationship for 2 years, man. And she's like, I'm pregnant. I'm 6 months pregnant, about to have a little girl. I'm trying to get my life together, and the baby daddy is not a part of my life. I'm trying to rebuild and go back and finish off my education and things of that nature. I'm just want to know, coming from a man, how would you talk to a girl knowing that she's trying to rebuild herself, or would you rather a woman, come into her own and stuff like that before you try to talk to her?
Okay. I don't think any male would have a problem with a woman trying to better herself or better her situation, especially if it's, for the benefit of making sure she can take care of her children or take care of her responsibilities, because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, I know it used to be like the old school, it used to be like a woman was trying to pursue a man who had all this stuff together or something, but it's kind of, like, at least the way I usually see it now is kind of a mutual thing. They want to see if both of them are able to handle business on top of it, because everybody has a responsibility before they go into a relationship, whether it be a kid, whether it be their own bills, own household. Everybody has their own responsibility, but a lot of people, like a good relationship would be merited from the ability to take care of those things. And as long as my best tip to you is focus on getting that stuff finished first and then try to claim your prize, because some people, they get into that phase of trying to find somebody while that's going on. You know, like, who wasn't there from the start of your struggle or whatever, but you're trying to find somebody while it's going on, and it wind up derailing stuff. So my best advice to you is to get it started, and once you got some good leeway, then start scouting your prospects. But it'll be easier for you to focus on you and your kid, and then bringing somebody in there once you're comfortable with your surroundings before a man is involved.
I mean, that's simple is what it is. I had a conversation with this person, and I was just pretty much letting them know that, you know, before I met the person that I was with now, like I was in the time period to where I was rebuilding. So not only was I in a dark place, but I was also in a place to where, you know, that if I'm going to try to talk to anybody, I'm not going to just talk to anybody. Like, if you want to have a play-play relationship, we can have a play-play relationship, but the moment you show me any type of BS, I'm going to cut you off. And I didn't have no problem talking to somebody for, like, 30 minutes, and as soon as they mentioned sex or they mentioned anything other than, you know, trying to get to know me within the first week or within the first hour or day of me talking to them, I'm quick to cut you out, block your number, or miss the number, and go on about my day. Like, I didn't have a problem with that before I met him. So, you know, I was working on all of that and working on the type of person that I was wanting to start becoming. So then when I met him, he liked me as I was then. So I was able to build while I was still with him. So, I mean, you have to work on yourself, and it sounds like it's cliche or that it's bullshit, but you usually meet the person that, I wouldn't say you're going to marry, but you're at least going to be with for a while, you're going to learn something from when you're not trying to find them. They don't come to you when you're too busy to see them. And I've give that advice to all my friends and everything when they get into the situation where they admire in my relationship or anything like that. I was like, first off, me and my relationship is not all peaches and cream, but at the end of the day, you know, it's the type of person that I was maybe 2 years before I met him is totally different than the person that I became when we first got together. I was a whole lot happier and everything like that, and that just added the icing on top of the cake. So, I mean, you have to work on yourself and get yourself to a point to where you make you happy before anyone else can make you happy. Sound good?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure everybody on the phone line has been through exactly what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure everybody that's listening has been through exactly what you're talking about. At some point in time in their life, you've had to rebuild from a breakup or getting older or changing, by your body type changing, something changing in your life to where you feel like, I don't like that. I need to regroup and come up with something else. And you have to learn to be your new self. And, hell, you met somebody that was worth that time or that season, and you went on about your businesses, you didn't like them, or you continued to stay with them and let them continue to help you grow, if that's the case. So you young, girl, you young, and you on the right track. You know, I've been working with you and helping you with everything, you know, with the stuff that you're trying to do. So just stay and continue to focus on that, especially you got a kid on the way. Like, don't let a guy be the reason why you can't provide for your child 100%.
Well, I mean, if so,
I don't have no problem riding around and putting the gun to that person's head. I'm joking. But I don't have no problem kicking them in the groin, and you know that.
These girls ain't lying.
These girls ain't loyal. You childish. Okay, we got the last question, and then it'll be time to get into the news and the closing argument. Okay, this girl that I was talking to on Facebook earlier, we were talking about, I ain't gonna get into the controversial thing that I was going to talk about earlier that I told y'all I was going to save for today. I'll save that for the news next week. But this is one that I was talking to a girl about. We were talking about getting, how you get mates tattoos and stuff. And so she was saying that, you know, she's been talking to the same guy for, like, since they've been, like, in the first or second grade, which I don't see how you can take somebody seriously from the first grade all the way up into your 20s. I would never, could never, ever, 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 like, consider myself taking somebody seriously in elementary school. What the hell I look like dating in elementary school. But that's neither here nor there. If you like that person and y'all had crushes and then it turned into something serious all the way since y'all was little kids, that's perfectly fine. But we was talking about she been with him. So she basically said she's been with this nigga since then, and she's 26. So y'all can just imagine first or second grade, and you 26 now, and you still talking to, have only had sex with, and done crazy stuff with, and pretty much grew up with the same person your whole entire life.
I'm lonely.
Because that's at least 15 years. That's at least 15 years. That's the first grade. That's at least what? You like six or seven?
Six, seven.
That's at least 19 years of your life. So she was saying that, you know, they're still young, but, you know, they've been married for 4 years, and they're thinking about doing the tattoo thing, but they don't want it to be like, oh, super loud tattoo on the chest or super loud tattoo on the neck and thigh or something. So she was wanting to know if she got a tattoo that, you know, was in a sacred place, you know, not like a vagina or something, but like somewhere like in, you know, on the hand, or on like the somewhere that
somewhere
you can't really, you wouldn't notice it. She was saying, "What do y'all think that that's acceptable? Even though, you know, regardless of how long you've been together, what is your views on tattoos? When both of y'all have the consensus, like, yeah, we've been together forever. So, you know, what difference is a tattoo gonna make?" So she wants to know, like, what's our views on tattoos, especially like, once you get into the range to where you pretty much are sure you want to be with this motherfucker.
The number one, even if you're not superstitious, I'm not really superstitious, but I'm superstitious in the kind of stuff like that. Like, yeah, if it's like a symbol or something, both of y'all get like a sunflower or some shit, then that's something that if y'all didn't work out, you know, a few years down the line, that you don't have to.
She didn't want
name.
She wants like a symbol, she said like somewhere on like
that
little
bad
space where your thumb is and stuff, right where it goes into your hand. She said like somewhere like that or something, somewhere where it's like really, really not that noticeable, but it's like cute if you were to see it. Like, I guess that's the way she described it to me.
Nope.
Like, she's not trying to be loud.
Nobody,
and
don't get
nobody
on me.
On me.
Boy,
I'm
said,
not doing it.
Wait, she said, wait, you said like a face.
No, I don't know what the symbol was. She wants some type of symbol.
Okay.
but she's going to put it somewhere where it's not, like, loud,
Where
you won't have to ask
be,
questions.
So is this supposed to be matching tattoos or?
Yeah, they're supposed to have the matching symbols, but I don't think they're going to go in the same place. Cause I don't know how I feel about a nigga having a thumb tattoo.
I mean,
got quiet because neither can y'all.
No, I'm not putting nobody's name. Also, I guess, you know, some of you are saying, well, do you even have any tattoos? Do you even join this conversation? No, but even if I damn sure know the tattoos I would get would not be that. I'm sorry, man. I'm not putting nobody's name on me. To each his own, but this guy is not. If I'm going to have tattoos, that's not going to be it. I'm not going to, you know, I got to press this sound just for what I'm about to say. Because it's real fucked up. But shout out to people that got tattoos and people's names on them. They no longer what to associate themselves with. So, I mean, that's crazy. Stop putting tattoos on you. And, you know, and they're thinking, oh, well, you know, and especially this is my favorite when people get my nerves about cover-ups. So many goddamn cover-ups.
Yeah.
You know, well, I can get a cover-up, so I'm not too much tripping. That's so stupid. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, to me, that's what you want. That's your prerogative doing.
So now it turned from a dragon with Chauncey on it to a damn
to me,
butterfly with some damn Skittles and shit on it. Like, I mean, you got to do too much to cover it up. I don't know.
To me, well, it's usually flowers. Like, I don't get that stuff. If you're supposed to be a great artist, I don't understand how flowers is the only thing that you can use as a cover-up for tattoos. But whatever. But to me, personally,
the shading makes it easier to disguise, I guess. Like,
to me, the only way that I could see that somebody would consider it is a name, is y'all would have either had to have, like, at least a 25th anniversary, or you would have had to been with this person like how you've been with this person. Like, I can see y'all getting a tattoo, but y'all are, I kind of can't because you're still 26, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though y'all been together since dust, you're 26, you know? But, I don't know. But considering y'all been together since before both of y'all even hit puberty, I don't know.
They were still together when they was getting the milk cars and ice cream. It's crazy.
Y'all was chasing the ice cream truck together. That's how far back y'all go.
Y'all been came from childcare to Act 3.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller who wants to comment about the topic, actually. What's up, Renato?
What's going on? I just wanted to let y'all know about a story. This actually happened to my cousin. She basically got a tattoo of her husband, Dan, on her arm, and it had, like, love, you know, their names. And basically the relationship didn't work out for them, so now they're divorced. So now, you know, she has that name tatted on her, you know, arms.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that can happen. Stuff like that can happen, definitely.
So how does she get around that, you know, when people, because I'm pretty sure people ask, you know, the question does come up, oh, whose name is that tattooed on you? She got
the guy name, and it says, you know, the guy name and her name forever. Plus, she has a picture of them both. So, like, not just the name, the picture, too.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Honestly, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I can't, man. Hey, because like you said, sometimes that's the. Like I said, we got to be married for a long time. But I need something that says, "Hey, married, bam, put the step on it," and then some years on down the line, hey, man,
see,
let's celebrate our anniversary with a tattoo.
I can even see, like, a rededication, like, if you already have rings, like I said, it's like a 25th anniversary or something, and instead of getting an upgraded ring, especially if you already got 3 carats on your finger or something, and you know, if that's kind of like how Beyonce and Jay-Z have the four on their finger or something. I mean, but even then, it's not a name. That's what I'm saying. I was only speaking on names. But to me, symbols, I can see it depending on the dynamic of your relationship. Like, I can see somebody forcing somebody to get a tattoo because that's, you got to show me that it's real and shit. Like, no. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'll put you in your face.
I mean, Prince makes any girl that Prince talks to, he makes them put the symbol on me. Anytime Prince puts a, anytime Prince talks to a girl, he makes them put his symbol on her name.
Whatever. But yes, I can see some couples and their dynamics, the dynamics of the relationship that they have, you know, it being all right and, you know, or it not being a problem. But I think it's a problem, like, when you, especially like when you uber young and you just met this person type shit, like, that's crazy. But like I said, y'all been together since dusk, since before y'all even knew. Well, I guess y'all knew y'all liked each other, so it can't be before you knew you liked girls and boys. I mean, I don't even know how long y'all niggas been together. So, I mean, it just depends on y'all. Like I said, y'all been together for almost 19 years, and y'all only 26. So,
there ain't no mistaking this true love I'm making. Something to last for a time.
I would probably hate that person good, because I'm only 26 and I've been with them 19 years of my life already. So I can only imagine if you kept up with this person, you have to actually like them. Like, I couldn't see it no other way. Because that's like five different periods of your life where you change the type of person that you are, or you change what you like, or you mature, and you continue to like the same exact person through all of those periods of your life. So I just think that's crazy. But, yeah. Let us know if y'all going to get them tattoos, man. You saying you don't know yet, but let us know if you get them tattoos, because we sure would like to know.
Yeah, we sure would like to know.
My honest my
So we know we done. And thank you, caller, Mr. Ronaldo.
Yeah, that's BX25 in the chat room. Big ups to BX25 of Big City Magazine / Ronaldo Creative Photography. I'll be showing love to everything we do.
Oh,
and he's actually the person that shot the model Ms. E on the front of the new cover. So appreciate you for coming through, bro.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We in the last 5 minutes of the show. So I'm going to get to a closing remark first. First, mine is very simple. I'm advertising it because a couple of good friends I went to elementary, middle school, and high school with are going to be singing at this event. I believe it's the Steam Bar in Arlington. They're having a couples/singles night where this basically is supposed to be a night of love. They're going to have comedy, open mic, poetry, things, just everything going on that night. And they're actually going to have free Stingograms or whatever. And a couple of the people that I grew up with are going to be singing. They're going to be coming to the tables and singing to the couples or just the groups of ladies that come in. And it's like they have really good specials. It's $15 for a couple, and you pretty much get free drinks. It's a buffet, everything. Just, I think y'all should go. I think y'all like it, definitely. I'm still decided on what I'm going to do for that weekend. So I'll definitely look into it, but I think that y'all should definitely check it out if that's y'all type of scene and y'all don't really want to go to a club, or y'all don't really want to necessarily do the sweethearts and teddy bears and stuff. So just keep that in mind. Do y'all got any news that they can use?
Yes, again, I remind you guys a couple of things throughout. Big ups to Notoriously Naughty. Probably showing love. You know, see, it's different being a sponsor and being a sponsor that endorses who you're sponsoring. It's two different things. They endorse the show as much as they sponsor it as well. So big ups to them. they're supporting all the shows and being, you know, being active supporters, man. I appreciate the Taurus and Naughty. Check them out, facebook.com/NNTeam. I also go to, you want to get the newest copy, of Human Chemist, you want to get any of the old issues, simply go to dustspots.com/Human Canvas Magazine. It'll have all the, you'll see all the covers. Click, click, bam. It'll take you straight to where you need to get the issue and you're taken care of. And, heck, man, that's pretty much my TV I got to share.
Says you got any events?
Oh, man. Not necessarily when I have to endorse. I mean, I was going to endorse one, but right now I'm feeling some type of way about people.
Are you talking about the bitter ball?
No. People talking smack, and I got, you know, like I'll humble some people real quick. So I will not be promoting that event. And, you know, because, I mean, especially if somebody supports you and you continually talk shit about them for no reason, you know who you are. I will not be giving no promotion on here no more for events that you know.
And I'll be back. When
no
the day
next promoter.
And all I did for you. And you don't have things you want to talk about.
Oh,
because it's you I like.
That was so Michael Jackson at the end of
that. Right,
so,
I know, y'all, he's doing the most.
As always, Thursdays, 10 o'clock to 12, and 347-202-0389. Or you can always go to blogtalk.com/SettyJ, and you can always listen to the show there afterwards and all of that good stuff. I'm going to leave y'all with some words of wisdom. Y'all have to remain humble, and you have to ask yourself, in the words of T.I., is you happy? Good night.